You're listening to the Mistress of None podcast with Erin Harkes.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Mistress of None. This is Erin Harkes. Thanks again for tuning in. I am so excited. This week, we are coming out in print, I think, down to the wire, getting all of my stuff together, getting everything in order. This is my first time doing this. I have no idea how it's going to go. But I'm still excited and naive and probably sleep deprived. So who knows? Whatever. We're just going to see how it goes. We're learning as we go. I'm figuring things out. I've got a great team of people working with me. We're just going to see what happens. But this Friday, October 25th, keep your eyes and ears out for where you can get a copy. And let's get all of these took as quick as can be. We will be listing where they will be on the Metroland site, which is themetroland.com. Follow all the social media at Metroland Now on Facebook and Instagram and get a copy. It's going to be awesome. My guest today is my old buddy Joshua Mirsky. And I accidentally deleted one of the tracks before I sent it off to be mixed, which is perfect because, you know, I met him as a musician and a music producer. So it's going to be great that that day of all days is the day that it's just going to sound however it's going to sound. He's a pro at least. So he was definitely talking into the mic. So I'm not too worried about how it's going to come out. But, whatever, man. It's been a long week. Just adjust your system accordingly and listen as best you can and enjoy this interview with Merck. He and I discussed. He's got a big party coming up this weekend. So check that out. Check out his shop. Just because I can't smoke it doesn't mean you can't. So go see that. Woot. Yeah. We'll see you in a bit. This is Merck on The Mistress of None. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mistress of None podcast with Erin Harkes.
All right. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to The Mistress of None. This is Erin Harkes, and my guest today is Merck.
What's up?
How are you?
Did I used to host a like a showcase more than an open mic. I mean, we would open up the mic to people who wanted to come through.
But it was more of like an
invite showcase. And Erin frequented and was there basically like every week, every Tuesday, called Tuesday Night Live. And yeah, we've made lots of music together in that way. So
I had this one song that I wrote that always reminded me like a freestyle thing. And I had Merck on. We should just go back for the hell of it and fucking record that. I think that would be.
Yeah, why not? I would do it.
Yeah. So anytime we had a show together, I'd be like, Merck, we'll do this song. You got to get up and fucking freestyle. And there's this actually old picture that I just found. I'll have to find it again to send to you where you were like on stage with me. And I'm just like loving it while you're just.
Well, you can add it in. You can add it in to this edit.
Oh, I'll have to get better at doing shit like that, won't I? Thanks for adding another thing to my to-do list.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, AI can do all this for you now.
Oh, dude, send me a link. Is that on the computer?
Yeah.
No. We're trying not to use AI. If you're listening and you're a fan of Metroland, we're not using AI.
Yeah,
I'm definitely not going to let it write this article about
you. We're not using AI either. Definitely don't have the AI selling my weed.
Which, all right, we'll speed right the fuck up. So we played, you know, three shows together, and now Merck is, well, what's funny, okay, this is actually a good
segue?
A good example of, I'm really not articulate at all today, but you know, we're both musicians that are now in completely different industries.
Industries now, yeah.
I mean, mine's a similar industry, but it's
completely media.
Different. Yeah,
but it's news media. And I mean, there's entertainment, and it's, you know, we all know the Metroland for its arts portion and how it's really big in the art. So I'm assuming you're going to bring that part back of the culture of the Metroland is all artsy shit, right?
100%.
Yeah. So you're still in the arts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you are not as much.
No.
You are a weed dealer.
I'm officially Albany's biggest drug dealer, I'd say, at this point.
You heard it here first, folks.
That's what my son told me anyway. He works there.
Kids speak the truth.
Yeah, he's 18, and he works in the back as in the inventory room.
How is your son 18?
I don't know. Well, he's my middle child. My oldest is 25.
All right, get out.
I know, right? It's crazy.
That is crazy. So now we were discussing before we hit record, and I figured that this was something that needed to wait because I thought it was going to be pretty funny. I was mentioning to Dreamy Eyes over here that I have a joke where I talk about getting sober and how like I am really happy that weed is legal. It should have never been illegal. It's a fucking plant. Some people it works really well for. I'm happy that people can smoke it freely. But for me, when I smell it, it feels like I'm smoking it and it fucks with my head.
Well, especially the weed that I have in my pocket right now. And I think the reason why you smelled it is because when you left the room, I pulled the bag out and I opened it up and I smelled it because it's like a new sample that I got, and I wanted to like see what it's all about, and then it just left the odor in the room because it's really good. So
all right,
yeah. So then you came back in the room and you were like, I don't know why, but I just smell weed.
I smell weed. Not that I'm surprised.
Yeah, that's my fault. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Smelling weed itself is not the same thing as smelling it when it's smoke in the air.
Right. No,
that
it's
feels
true.
Like, yeah. I'm smoking it, so I feel like I'm getting like a contact high. I know it's all in my head, or maybe not. I did play something at Prism Glassworks a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're not going to smoke inside. He's like, no. And like halfway through, I was like, I got to bounce. Like,
were they smoking inside?
They were. Yeah. They were all the way in the back.
Right. Right.
I'm super sensitive to it because I'm coming up on 14 years sober.
All right. Can we give that a round of applause?
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. I'm such a sucker. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I'm excited about it. But obviously there is a part of me that like, I mean, it didn't fucking come in gummy bears 14 years ago. And I feel like I'm so removed from it that when you just said you had weed in your pocket for a split second, I was like, shh, shh.
Don't tell anyone.
Because if I had weed in my pocket before I got sober, like, I would have been like, ooh.
Yeah, no, it took a while to get used to that whole thing, to like the police coming and like hanging out in front of the store when we throw events and things like that. Just, you know, they come to the store all the time in Rensselaer. They always, you know, show up, and they just want to make sure everything's okay. Or if like the other day we had a little fender bender in our parking lot and they like emailed me, like they have my personal email address, the fucking cops.
Well, hey.
You know what I'm saying? But like, that's weird. I never in my life would have emailed back and forth with the police on purpose. You know what I mean?
On purpose.
And now they're like, you know, maybe I would have went when they were running a sting operation on us, but probably not even then, because there's a paper trail.
They don't tell you.
No.
That they're running a sting. I don't know if you know how stings
work.
Oh
no, they didn't tell us when they ran the sting on us.
I wonder why you had a fender bender in your parking lot.
Well, it was before they bought the weed.
Okay.
So
whatever you got to tell yourself.
Well, no, it was after they bought it, but before they consumed it. So
whatever you have to tell yourself.
Both people were definitely leaving the parking lot, but they wanted the camera footage. So I have to like go into our security system and download the file and send it to them.
But I'm sure that they arrived at your shop completely sober.
I mean, as far as I know, yes.
This is not me judging.
Know,
this is me. Just
I can't.
Fucking around.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure they were totally sober before they got there.
Because when I smoked weed, it was definitely only once a day after I stopped at a place to pick it up. I definitely never.
Never wake and bake.
Never.
No.
Never.
No. No. No.
Never did it.
They don't have a whole term for it because it's not popular or anything.
I never did it first thing in the morning while I was still in my bed.
No. Never.
Especially when I was hungover, man. That shit saved my life sometimes.
Yeah, woo. It's good for the headaches.
This is a dangerous conversation for me. But I'm adding to the joke that, like, I liked the smell of weed. And
well, there is California sober. We talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, I can't do that because I also liked the smell of cocaine. So we need to be very careful.
Yeah, I can relate. The smell of cocaine. Yeah, that's it's why people put up their nose, I think, because it smells so good.
It smells great, honestly. And If you don't like how the first line smells, the second line will smell much
better.
Yeah, everything will smell better. But every time I see myself with like a joint in one hand, I immediately like just visualize the other hand and it's got a beer in it. And so I just know that it's not,
I get it.
It's not for me. But like there was this other comedian that I follow. I got to send you this track because it cracked me up because he talked about like back in the day, like how readily available edibles are now and how back in the day he's like, you had to find some hippie named Willow and like give her like $40 to cook that shit in brownies.
You had to go to like a dead show and they or like the a chocolate. Fish show and they would have like cookies and then if you ate one, you might end up in the hospital thinking you're gonna die because like you don't they can't regulate how much they put in it
and you don't know what's going
in
what.
in their kitchen at home when they're baking shit. And so I will say though, they've come a long way.
But like a sheet of acid, when you would take acid with your friends, you never know where the blots really ended up. So if you took a corner, you're like, nothing. And then your friend is over in the other side riding a fucking dragon.
Right in the middle. They took the middle slice.
Yeah.
And it just soaked up all
You don't know which one's the middle when it's cut up.
No. Same with mushrooms. You might eat a stem that doesn't do much, but then that cap will get you seeing colors.
Well, at least you know the difference between a stem and a cap with a mushroom.
That's true. That's
with
true.
With the LSD, with the weed brownies or whatever. But yeah, the comedian goes like, yeah, I would either feel nothing or wake up 3 days later in Tijuana or something like that.
That's
I'll
true.
Have to send it to you. It was really
but
funny.
Nowadays they're, I've toured them. So there's like all these facilities that are like GMP certified laboratories that they, and then they have to send it out to be tested in its packaging, and then the labs test it, make sure each piece has the right amount in it, so that it's really like they're really strict with that shit. So you're not gonna like OD on edibles like you may have in the past. Like, well, you know, a green out is what we call it. You know,
science.
But
kids.
Like, you know, when you green out, it's like, you feel your heart's palpitating and you're like, I don't know. It's like a panic attack that makes you feel like you're going to die. I don't know if any of the listeners have ever felt that before. It happens when you, and it typically happens when you consume too many edibles. So that is when that will happen. And so to be able to have like this really strict kind of protocol that makes sure, and then you learn what's good. And we always recommend start with half a gummy, work your way up. And then another thing about old school edibles versus new school edibles, I'm going to get a little bit more sciencey
too.
Is the old school edibles were definitely just like you'd like cook your weed in some oil or butter, and then use that oil or butter to bake whatever you were making for your edibles, and that there's no science behind that. It's really just like we don't know how much THC are in any of these brownies at all, and the way that you metabolizes in your system, it could take, you know, anywhere from like 2 hours to 4 hours to hit you a lot of times. And then so then you're like, oh, I ate it and I didn't feel anything, and then like 4 hours later you're like, ah, because the way your body metabolizes that
or
that
if like
oil.
You ate it and didn't feel anything and then
ate more.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And that's oftentimes what happened, and then and still happens. Now they have, which we still have those classically metabolizing edibles as well. A lot of people even prefer those because they're what are called full spectrum, meaning they have a lot of, they're like made from the plant material out of a product called rosin, and then it hits you the way it hits you. But then we have these nano emulsified edibles. So it's like they make it really small, and then your body metabolizes it much faster, basically, to put it all in layman's terms, and you can feel it within 20 minutes.
That was layman's terms?
Yeah. Well, that makes it really small.
You sound
nano emulsified makes it really small.
You sound wicked smart, man.
Well, that's what happens when
you smoke weed
all
day.
You do is all day smoke weed and then learn about it and like geek out over it. Like I'm like the weed guy, like I was the studio guy. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
if you want to nerd out over audio, I'll fucking do that all day.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that is one thing that I can say about you. Like, whatever you do, you go fucking
I go
all
hard.
In.
Yeah.
So I know it's like, it did not surprise me at all that it was like weed was made legal And Merck was like, I'm going to do this.
I'm in.
I got this.
Sold.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you said, where's your shop again?
Rensselaer, 810 Broadway. Rensselaer, it's right by the train station.
Okay, and the name?
Stage One Dispensary.
Look at him. He wore the
wore my fucking merch.
You got to get me some merch.
I got it.
I can promote even though I'm sober.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, you know, we do have CBD stuff too.
I don't even do that.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a slippery slope. I don't even
I mean, not CBD flower, you know, CBD gummies, which there's a lot of health benefits to CBD. It's anti-inflammatory.
Listen.
It doesn't get you high at all.
I'm not doing it.
That's fine. That's okay. It's
no, I don't even, like, let them put it in my food when they're cooking and shit. Like,
Yeah, really.
Again, slippery slope.
But, I gotcha.
But I can help you sell your shit because I know I got a bunch of degenerates listening, and they can partake in whatever.
I don't think you guys are degenerates.
They know what they are. All seven of you. What's funny to me, again, so removed from it. It's like I have, and since I got sober, I have pretty much all new friends. You know, like some of them just, you know, we weren't as close as we thought we were when we weren't getting fucked up together. And I love my new friends. I love the relationships that I built. And every once in a while, I'll be like hanging out with somebody, like my one friend, Jihan, who I know listens. And like, it was just a couple of years ago. And she and another friend like went off for a second. She came back and I was like, where'd she go? She's like, oh, she went to smoke. And I was like, what the fuck? And she came back. She's like, you didn't know? And I'm like, no. Like,
yeah, California sober.
No, I mean, she drinks too. She's not a sober person.
Right, right.
But I didn't.
You had no idea.
Because I'm sober, I like, unless you're smoking it right in front of me.
Right, right. You're not going off to go smoke with her.
Yeah.
Right.
I was
yeah.
like, you fucking, and I don't care. It was just like, how do I not know this? Maybe they keep
some
it
of us
from
are
me.
Discreet.
Yeah, you're not fucking discreet.
I'm definitely not discreet. I hope in the furthest, bag of weed.
Furthest thing from discreet.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not discreet.
So are you still making music?
Yeah, Yep. We're actually gonna be doing a series of like shows up in the studio. So I opened also a studio above the dispensary. I moved it from the armory over there. So upstairs from the dispensary, I have a recording studio. I built a little stage in there. It's a good room, fit like 50-60 people. We're doing our first inaugural show. I'm not gonna say the date because I don't even know when this podcast is gonna come out, but
it's gonna come out in the next couple of weeks.
I mean, it's October 26th, so I don't know.
You know, I can get this out before that.
Yeah, cool. So then we're doing it's a private, we're doing it as private parties, invite only for our top customers.
Okay.
Brought to you by the brands that you support the most.
Okay.
So when you're supportive of a very specific brand, and we know, we can then, when they are hosting the party, we invite their best customers to it. And then it's free. They can come. This first one, we're catering it with Dinosaur Barbecue. We're going to be giving out trick-or-treat bags. And there'll be two bands, three rappers and a comedian. And then I would like to be doing Ralph Anthony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. He's like a local dude, but he's in the city now. Yeah. But he's like somebody who I know from back in the day. He used to come to Merck shows all the time. And when I think I was one of the first people that he told, I'm going to go try to be a stand-up comedian. And that was like 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And he's like doing it.
I don't think he performed that much around here before he moved.
No, he did not. It was like a snap decision, and then he like dipped.
Because I'm connected to him on social media, but like we have like all these friends in common. But I'm like, I know we didn't meet.
Yeah, so I would ultimately what I would like to do is have a monthly comedy show there. That's just comedy, and like stand up and smoke. And I don't know if you would perform
at
that.
I'm trying to think, like, how can I make that work?
You'd have to go on early. But we also will have, like, we have these smoke removers, like, if you are in a cigar shop or
maybe,
something.
Like, I'll create, like, a helmet or something that they wear, like, and they go underwater. So it's just I have my own oxygen and stuff in there.
Yeah, like you'd go, you'd
and
bring
I'll host
on
every show with that big ass
with a big
helmet.
With, like, a scuba tank?
Yeah. I mean, I already have a huge head, so can you imagine a fucking orb around that?
Like, would it be like an old school, like, 30s scuba helmet?
Yes, it
with fucking, a window in the front?
Yes, it fucking would be.
Okay, all right.
This is the best idea I've ever had.
Yeah, I like it. I support it.
Because I want to host these shows.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be monthly. We're just like, I just finished painting the space and building the stage and getting it ready and putting getting the sound installed, and I bought the smoke removers. And so now it's like, we're just trying to do things a little bit differently, and take advantage of like the melding of scenes. 'Cause people like to smoke, but they also like to watch comedy shows and listen to live music, and all of that shit goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
So if we can provide, I can like dip into my bag of tricks that I've been, you know, doing anyway, hosting events forever.
Yeah, so, I love it. And I love the symbiosis. I love that you're still doing both things. And we're definitely going to have to find a time to come check out the space.
We're going to do the Stage 1 mixtape as well. So we're putting, like a playlist, but I like calling it a mixtape better.
All right.
So. But it's I have like a bunch of my bud tenders are also artists, so we're just gonna
bud tenders.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe I haven't heard that term yet.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, they're you know, people who I've worked with in the music scene, who then when I was opening the dispensary, I was like, "You fucking love weed. You want to come sell some for me?" And they're like, "Hell yeah!"
All right.
Like, and we're just gonna make music together. So we've been doing a lot of that. We got some whole songs all about selling weed now.
Do you have somebody rapping about Kim Kardashian?
Kim Kardashian. that was actually weird science. Josh Eppard from he drums in Coheed and Cambria.
Yes,
so
I saw that.
He's
actually
like a massive, like he goes on massive tours and plays in arenas and shit. And
I
like
saw that when I was talking to John Glenn. I was interviewing John Glenn, and then we started talking more. And of course, you know, you see who likes it, you start following them. But like, I remember you and I just having so much fun.
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian, you're a bum now. I was like, I love that.
Yeah, yeah, he's great. He's we have another song together called Strange Things with Camtron 5000. So it's me, Cam, John Glenn, and
John,
Weird Science.
Like the astronaut who
like
was on
the
show
astronaut
a couple of months ago.
He's the man. We also have a project together, Camtron, John Glenn, and I, called Foster Planet.
Like Foster, like your studio.
Like my studio's Foster House.
Yeah.
And John Glenn is like the astronaut, and Camtron 5000's whole, he put out a comic book called The Fifth Kind, first issue. We're working on the second issue. I'm in it. I'm part of it. We have but he's like an alien. That's his, like, Camtron 5000 is like an alien.
Yeah.
It's shaped like so that's his whole thing. So with John, the astronaut, and Camtron 5000 and Foster House, we created Foster Planet.
I love it.
And it's pretty, and we actually just released our first song called Lemonade. It's
out. Can
you
send that to me so I can put it on the Metroland playlist?
I will. I think you'll love it, actually. John Glenn.
Lemonade, is it a cover of Beyonce?
No, it's just its own thing.
Did you really think that? I thought it was a...
No,
okay.
No, I didn't think that, but it is not a cover of Beyonce.
I'm sure it's still good.
it's arguably a great song. I
you don't have to argue. I mean, you
I
know
love
I've always,
it.
I've always been a fan.
Yeah, I mean, but now that like we're collaborating, it was like a summer of studio sessions with me and Cam and John like 2 years ago, 2 summers ago, and every week we just got together for 4 hours and worked on music, and we have like a full record, and it's like, I don't know, it's just one of those, you know, as a music maker, when you sit down and you try, it's like, sometimes it doesn't come out that great. But when you just like happens by chance, like it wasn't, we didn't plan it. It was like John sat in, like I had a weekly appointment with Cam for, I don't know, 5 years. And so Cam was coming every week and we'd work. And then this summer, John, like he did like a, one, he came and did like a hook for him, and then he just had such a good time. And it was a summer; he had the summer off from teaching, and he was like, "Yeah, do you guys mind if I just come?" We're like, "Sure." And then he's like, "I got some stuff. Can I play it?" Like, "Sure." And then it was like, "Damn, this is dope! Here, send me this stuff, and I'll work on it on my own." And then so every week we'd get together and work on this record without trying, and it's like some of the my favorite shit that I've done in years.
I love it.
Yeah,
and I'm jealous. I want to be a part of whatever you do next. I'm not even kidding around.
Okay, that we can make that happen.
We need to do more things together. I can't smoke weed with you, but we can make music.
But we can make music. Yeah, we are like local like legends of the music scene.
I mean, I wasn't going to say it, but I do.
But
I do
you
appreciate
are, though.
That.
I was actually telling my mom when I was coming over here. She called me because she was dealing with some tax stuff. She does my taxes, so
big boy.
Yeah.
My friend from high school does mine.
I mean, this is a no, but this is a well. My mom, the H&R Block, right down the block. That used to be there. That I think is now that vegan sandwich shop.
Oh,
but it used to be an H&R Block. My mom managed that H&R Block for years.
Okay,
after she retired from the state, so she's like a tax professional.
Yeah, no, as is my friend. Yeah, but yeah, it just sounds funny when I'm like, my friend from high school does my taxes.
But I'm like, my mom does my taxes exactly.
But I'm like,
but
she's
I felt like if I said it, it would be. It's a little funny.
I'm judging.
Yeah,
100%.
Absolutely.
Not the weed so much, but your mom doing your
mom
taxes.
Doing my
cut the fucking
so
cord.
She called me to. We were talking about some tax shit, and then I was telling her where I was going. I was like, I'm gonna go do this podcast with Aaron Harks, and she was like, oh, great! Like she knows you.
Aw,
you know?
Merck's mom knows me.
Yeah, I'm like, she's like a local celebrity. She's like, I know. She, you know, you're in the paper all the time.
Oh.
You know. Definitely the people who read the paper know who you are.
Well, speaking of reading the paper, you know, we're going to have to get an even bigger helmet now after what you just said to me because it's just growing.
Swelling.
We're going to have to get a bigger C helmet.
A bigger C helmet.
For me
bigger,
to go to the weed place.
We have to find an antique shop that has a gigantic C helmet to put on you.
Where? Build one. I want to upcycle some shit and build one.
There's like this massive antique warehouse in Hudson. I bet you they have one.
All right.
It's like 50,000 square feet. It's crazy.
Listeners, find us this
giant sea
helmet.
Antique diver helmet.
Diver helmet. We're gonna also.
We're gonna
out.
Plug the tube right into the air conditioning system.
This is a good plan.
I love it. I like the plan.
See, I can still come up with plans like this even though I don't smoke weed. I can still.
That is a very fucking weed head plan.
See, you're never fully sober.
No, you don't need it. You don't need it. You can see I like to the way I describe weed oftentimes is as like this catalyst that allows me to like tap into the ethos of creativity. Because I'm a firm believer that creativity is just flowing through the air, and I don't create fucking anything. I just can tap into what's already there.
Yeah,
like those ideas are there, and you just have to learn how to turn it on and off. I've become a firm believer in that over the years, more and more and more, because as I was before I ran the dispensary, I ran a recording studio, and I produced thousands of artists. And I had to get really good at being able to turn that on and off.
Yeah.
So I realized that like in any given moment, if you get really good at that, when you turn it on, you're not like pulling shit out from yourself. You're just like, it's there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever had this happen. Have you ever had like a full song pop in your head, like lyrics, music, rhythm, everything?
Pretty much, yeah. There's been a handful of times where like the song has come out in the length of the song,
right?
Like,
in like, your mind before you even so like how's that possible if it's not already there?
Exactly.
There's been times I've agonized over songs for weeks, months, years. Even right.
Yep.
Right, so then but then there's those moments where it's just like, oh, full arrangement and everything just popped in, and right now I hear it. I just need to get it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
The best thing that's happened for me was because I know that having sung on one of my incredibly long songs, you know how long they were. And then, you know, you adding to it made it, you know, from 7 to 8 minutes. And now I like nobody told me, but I put it together. I was like, they don't need to fucking be that long.
No, that
was helped me not agonize as much. I was like, you don't need a seventh chorus, Aaron. Let it go.
Yeah. I mean, ideally now the attention spans have shrunk so drastically that like, you know, a 2 minute song is fine. It seems
that's
like
perfect for me. Cause that's all the fucking time I have.
I love it. I love that part. I love that part of new music. That's like, oh, all you need is a verse and a chorus and the song's done. And I'm like, oh really? Like not even a,
sign me up.
Not a second verse or a bridge,
no bridge
or any of that. I don't have to like agonize over this intro part being super cool before the first chorus comes in to like, no. Okay, cool. I mean, I still do.
Yeah.
I still do write those songs, you know. Most of my songs are still classically written, but I do, I have recorded several people who have done it the other way.
Yeah. Oh, it's good that we have options now.
It is. It's nice.
Well, I'm going to invent this helmet so that I can make it over to the space and check things out. But I'm definitely going to, October 26th, that's a Saturday.
It is a Saturday.
You can find out more information.
So that day, right at stage1dispensary.com, that day we have our Halloween Harvest Fest as well out in the parking lot during the day. You know, that very punny kind of.
I got it. I got the pun.
I know. Well, it's the, that songwriter shit.
If you're only listening and not seeing me, you don't see the lustful look that I just gave to him when he said Halloween.
Halloween Harvest Fest.
I looked at him the way I looked at him, but he looked at me with a little hint of embarrassment. But it's all right.
It's true. It's true. Good. I was like, wait a second.
I love it.
And so during the day that day, we'll have a bunch of growers showcasing the weed that they just harvested.
Very cool.
Which is like. Now happening. All of the outdoor greenhouse grown stuff is coming, is going to be coming to market. So may not be through testing yet, but it'll be ready to be seen, cured, and looked at and smelled by anyone who wants to come out and see it. And then that night is the party. And the party, like I said, is a private party for very important customers of two very big brands that we love.
But you may... get some brand new important customers.
That's right.
So go be an important customer and you get invited to this.
You get invited to the private parties. And that's the thing that you have to like pull up and it's like a loyalty program kind of, you know what I mean? If you're cool and you spend a bunch of money at that with these specific brands. And then we try to like attach brands to the parties that you know, or to whatever event. I think we're going to have, so we'll have the comedy. This is going to be music-driven with a comedian. We're planning a yoga, like a wake and bake yoga. So we have all these different things that different companies are going to be working out and sponsoring. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the website again?
Stage1dispensary.com.
All right. And you guys on social media?
Yeah, at Stage1dispensary on Instagram and Facebook. And check out our podcast on Rap Dills. He's our podcast producer. Shout out to Rap Dills. He's amazing.
Do I get to come on your podcast?
Absolutely. But you're going to have to wear your helmet because the whole time we smoke.
All right. To-do list, helmet.
It is a consumption-friendly podcast. All right. And by the end, we're like violently high.
All right, I like it. We're still going to do it. I'll tag everything so that you know how to listen, follow, share, all that shit. But, Merc, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on.
Oh, thanks so much.
And I think we're going to have some more conversations.
I'd love it. I'm always available for you.
This has been Mistress of None with my guest, Merc, Dreamy Eyes, and I am Erin Harkes, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mistress of None podcast with Erin Harkes.
All right. Welcome back to the Mistress of None. Thanks again to my buddy Merc for coming and hanging out with me. Go check out his stuff and support small business. Also, pick up your copy of Metroland. It's out. Get it. It's out on the 25th of October. Go to themetroland.com. to find out where you can pick that up. You're going to hear about it. You're going to see it. Just get your copies. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
You're listening to the Mistress of None podcast with Erin Harkes.